Let us pray. O Lord, open our eyes that we might see. Open our ears that we might hear. Open our hearts that we may love, and our hands that we might serve, and take our souls and set them on fire with love for you. Amen. Some time ago, I came across a poem written by Cardinal Cushing. He served as Archbishop of Boston from 1944 to 1970, and was created a cardinal in 1958. Some of you might remember him as being actively involved in the presidential campaign of John F. Kennedy. The poem is entitled, "I'm Fine." There's nothing whatever the matter with me. I'm just as healthy as I can be. I have arthritis in both of my knees, and when I talk with a wheeze. My pulse is weak and my blood is thin, but I'm awfully well for the shape I'm in. I think my liver is out of whack and a terrible pain is in my back. My hearing is poor, my sight is dim, but everything seems to be out of trim. But I'm awfully well for the shape I'm in. I have arch supports for both of my feet, or I wouldn't be able to go on the street. Sleeplessness I have night after night, and in the morning I am just a sight. My memory is failing, my head's in a spin, I'm peacefully living on aspirin. But I'm awfully well for the shape I'm in. The moral is, as the tale we unfold, that for you and me, who are growing old, it's better to say I'm fine with a grin than to let them know the shape we're in. Today's gospel from Matthew is about forgiveness. The poem might be a bit of a stretch, but I believe it's also about forgiveness. But in this case, the person we are forgiving is ourselves, for being who we are and who we've become. A little older, a little weaker, a little bit more human. And before we can forgive others, we must learn to forgive ourselves. Today's gospel is, well, it's just impossible. Give to those who take from you. Turn the other cheek. Pray for those who mistreat you. Love your enemies. Forgive them. I don't know about you, but for me, it's easier to treat my enemies with revenge, retaliation, retribution, and vengeance. What is especially hard about all this notable lack is the notable lack of exceptions in the gospel. Love your enemies except your parents, who are really pretty bad at parenting, your sibling who is greedy and taking more than a fair share of your inheritance, your business partner who cheated you, your boss who didn't promote you, your best friend who betrayed you, your ex-spouse, your spouse, your child. Some folks may be fortunate enough not to have close-to-home enemies. When they hear this gospel, they think of the enemies of our nation. For some, the enemy is our current president and his administration. And for some, it's those who voted for the other person. For some, the enemy is those who criticize the church. For others, it's the bishop, or the rector, or the deacon, or the choir. For some, it's black people, or white people, rich people, or poor people, refugees who are trying to get into our country, or citizens who are trying to keep them out. Whoever it is, we tend to think that my enemy is the exception, that my hate is reasonable and not what Jesus is talking about. What thoughts go through your mind when I mention 9/11, Sandy Hook, Boston Bomber, or Littleton? Are they thoughts of forgiveness, understanding, compassion, or love? I think not. But try to find the place in today's gospel where there is an exception. I've looked for it. Part of me would like to be let off the hook for this terrible truth. And yet there is something exhilarating about such a challenge. As Jesus asked, what challenge is there for loving those who love you? Actually, plenty, but we won't go there today. But to love our enemies, this must be divine teaching. For most, it's hard to understand or accept. Turning the other cheek, loving an enemy, resisting the impulse to seek revenge, pouring out one's life for the ungrateful. None of that feels good. But faith isn't about feeling good. Faith is about feeling close to God. Sometimes that means wading into a swamp of misery or a cloud of complexity or a sea of troubles and not knowing what to do other than trust God. If we are attentive, we are given numerous opportunities each day to judge poorly, act selfishly, explode in anger, or make short-sighted decisions. If we're observant, we can notice the same in others. There is no shortage of opportunities to choose poorly. At times, it is quite obvious that decisions are motivated by greed and fear. Racism and all those other attitudes of intolerance may be subtle or they may be obvious. Sometimes folks plan their revenge within hearing distance. Whether in our own homes or across the globe, we have many opportunities each day to forget who we are. We have many excuses for forgetting who God is and our knowledge of how God acts in our world. Each of today's readings, in one way or another, asks us to remember who we are, to whom we belong, how to act as brothers and sisters and not use others' behavior as an excuse for our own. Though written long ago for people halfway across the world, these speak to us today, right now. In Leviticus we hear, "You are holy because I, your God, am holy." Others may need correction, but don't incur sin because of them. In Corinthians, "You are the temple of God. The Spirit of God dwells in you. The wisdom of the world is foolishness in the eyes of God." In Matthew, "Love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of God. Be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." Jesus' directive is not to be passive or to endure exploitation or abuse, but rather to reject the temptation to retaliate or seek revenge. Jesus invites us to remember who we are, who we're supposed to be, that we are human beings dependent on grace to be whole, holy, blameless. Scripture scholars give us these words as a better translation of perfect. Be merciful as God is merciful. I recently read about an ancient Hindu religious festival called Holi, or the Festival of Colors. As the arrival of spring and the victory of good over evil are celebrated, participants sprinkle and spray each other with colored water, paint, and powder. For one day, everyone looks the same, a rainbow of colors. For one day, we remember that we are one family. Allowing others to be who they are and for us accepting who they are is not an easy task. Forgiving others for not thinking and living like we do is sometimes impossible. Faith has never been easy. I found that confusing at times. I had thought faith would shine a light of clarity and sing a gentle song. Faith doesn't do that at all. The deeper we go in faith, the more unsettled we become. Lent begins in just 10 days, a season of reconciliation and forgiveness. If we have a hatred that's gnawing at us, perhaps this just might suggest our Lenten discipline this year. For most of us, loving our enemies might go far beyond our limits. But if we can't love our enemies, maybe we can pray for the desire to love them. And as that first act of love, we can pray for them. However insincere it feels, our intention is good and our prayer will be heard. Who knows? If we stop clutching that grudge, if we surrender to doing the right thing, we might be led into love, even if right now it's not where we want to go. As we come to Eucharist this morning, let us pray for those that might not deserve our prayers and seek a way of loving them in spite of what we may think they have done to us or for what they have not given us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.